This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Mr. J.T. Manicus, a multi-entrepreneur, novelist, medical educator, world visionary, and debut filmmaker to No Second Chances, the gripping new drama that also teaches us medicine. How great is that? And Mr. Manicus, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Pleasure to be here.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to hearing from you today here on eHealth Radio. So tell us, as I understand, you're a multi-entrepreneur, medical educator, activist, world visionary, and now novelist and producer. You stay just a little bit busy, I would say. Why have you taken on the healthcare industry, and why do you feel it's broken?
I studied medicine. I studied medicine in three different countries, and I decided to, I ended up getting married and having two children, so I took a break from my studies as a medical student. And now with two young children, I need to be a good father, so I've been spending more time at home. But I like to keep myself busy. So I decided to write, I first started to work on QPI.com, which was the medical question bank. And in doing that, I created exercises for medical students. And these exercises is basically a story. You have a patient, he comes in, he has chest pain, or he has a fever, he has a cough. You know, so these patients exist, and they are real cases. But they're quite boring. These exercises are very, very boring. So I ended up making it more interesting, in a sense. I made the patient more interesting with personality, with a backstory. I gave backstories to the doctor or doctors, threw in some nurses and some family members, and a novel was born.
And you got to love that. Now, tell us about your new novel coming out, the first of five in a final diagnosis series called No Second Chances, and why have you chosen to highlight real-life healthcare scenarios in the novel?
Well, because healthcare is day-to-day, we have to face healthcare. We get sick. We get ill. Not all of us are going to be 100% day-by-day. We face genetic diseases. Some of us have a high chance of getting cancer. One in five of us will have cancer. So healthcare is definitely in the forefront of everyone's mind, and not only healthcare, but the cost of healthcare. So I've put into place real life experiences based off of personal experiences and what I read in the news and what I hear from my friends and family members. I'm hearing that people are getting appointments scheduled 3 months out. So if you have, say, God forbid, cancer, and you can't see a specialist for 3 months, what do you do? How do you prevent that cancer from spreading or growing? Or say it's a tumor. But my novel takes these real life scenarios, real cases, and makes it into a story, makes it into a fictitious story. And there's heroes, there's villains, there's supporting characters, doctors, patients, of course, and makes it, I guess, fun to read, but also informative as well.
And I'd say so, and timely on the release as well. Now, it's been said cancer is cured. You have your own theory on this. Talk to us about that from a medical insider's perspective.
Oh, cancer. I actually, when I first started medical school 8 years ago or 9 years ago I wanted to be an oncologist. And so I really kept up on advancements that has been made in the last 9 years. And it's quite amazing. And I always believed, even 9 years ago, the theory that we really need to tap into the immune system of our own bodies to fight the cancer. For example, day by day we're going to have radical cells in our body, so it's just It's just what happens. It's life. A cell gets old or corrupted, and it multiplies, but our immune system, our body recognizes that mutation say diseased cell and gets rid of it. You know, it's tagged, you know, and it needs to be sent for disposal and removed. So day by day, this is happening, and you don't even know about it. You don't even notice it, and that's why you don't get sick from cancer. But what happens is that it could be obviously one of two things. For example, without getting too specific and overly medical, let's say it's well hidden. The cells are well hidden, and it hides from the immune system. Or say the immune system is flawed and is unable to identify, say, these diseased tumor cells. So let's, you know, if that's the problem, the theory is why can't we just hack our body into curing ourselves of the cancer? And a lot of advancement has been made in genetic therapies and other therapies, cancer therapies, to kind of work in that direction. And it's really, really amazing what we can do. I guess it's a bit of a, I don't want to get in trouble with the medical community that cancer is cured. It's about time. I think if we had enough time to cure the cancer of a patient, then cancer, in essence, cancer can be cured. I think the problem is we always run out of time, because once the cancer spreads to important organs like the pancreas, the liver, we run out of time. And when we run out of time, we don't have the luxury of working in those different angles, these different therapies to cure the cancer. I hope that makes sense, I hope that makes sense. I guess I know it's a little bit medical, but I try to make it as simple as possible.
It certainly does. And when you mention time, when time is running out, that says it all right there. Today we are with JT Matticus, multi-entrepreneur, novelist, medical educator, world visionary, and debut filmmaker to No Second Chances, the gripping new drama that also teaches us medicine, here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Tell us, as we continue on, talk to us about your first stab as a filmmaker, as you translated your first novel into a film and No Second Chances on the big screen. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I kind of stumbled into this role as a filmmaker, I guess, or a film producer. I wrote the novel, and a lot of critics liked it. It got really good reviews. Of course, these critics, I paid them to criticize my work, and they did a good job. They criticized it. I made it better, and it was something I was really proud to publish and release. And in doing so, I commissioned an animator to make an animated trailer for this novel. And so this animated trailer for this novel, a book trailer in a sense, not a movie trailer, but a book novel trailer, they did such a fantastic job that I said, let's you know, turn one of the exercises in the novel and put it on screen as a short film. And so this supposedly should have only been 15-minute clip. Kind of the idea got bigger, the script got bigger, we rewrote things, we added characters that were in the novel, and we put it into the film, and we thought, oh, we should have this character and that character, and we should have this scene and that scene, and we booked locations, we made sets, and it just blew up into a full-featured film, in a sense. And so it was kind of something I stumbled into. But on the same note, I'm very proud with the results. Wow, we had an amazing team, amazing cast and crew, and we shot all of this in Poland, believe it or not. All of this in Poland with actors that spoke English.
And that is absolutely awesome. What an experience. That is awesome stuff right there. Now, what do you feel the audience will take away from your novels and now movie regarding their own health and well-being? And lastly, how does the audience learn more about your projects and health-related ventures? Touch on that as we conclude today.
Well, what I would like the audience to take away from my projects is that first, there's no hero, there's no villain. Doctors are real people. Doctors, we see doctors as, in a sense, like superheroes even. But doctors are no different than you and I. with family issues, with problems. Some have addiction problems. I mean, it's hidden. Some struggle to balance work and family life. I know I have a problem with that. So these doctors that are in my novel are real people with real personality. It's, you know, of course it's scripted, but on the same note, I really try to express their each individual aspects of these doctors and make it real, make it believable, and that maybe when people read the novel, they'll see that, yeah, I can totally see these character traits even in myself or in people I know. So that's one of the takeaways from the novels. The other takeaway from the novel is the diagnosis, the cases, the disease cases, the patient cases are real. And I remember, without giving any spoilers, one of the crew members was filming the film, and that person noticed the same exact symptoms as the patient in the case, and let's say it's thyroid, and so these thyroid symptoms was being discussed in the case in the film, and this crew member actually went and got checked out on the thyroids, and the thyroids was actually diseased. So that crew member is actually getting that sorted out and taken care of with the doctor. So since these cases are real, it is relatable. There may be, you may even have this disease and you don't even know about it, or you may know someone that has these symptoms and possibly even this disease. But either way, symptoms are kind of a warning sign to anybody to go see a doctor. So that's another takeaway from my novel and film, of course. And all these projects can be found on nosecondchances.com. Now, it's spelled, the second part is spelled differently. So it's no, second, 2nd, chances, chances.com. So nosecondchances.com. It's under the final diagnosis series. So if you Google or search for final diagnosis, no second chances, you'll find you should find the project. Of course, I'm very searchable. J.T. Maticus, J space T space Maticus in quotation marks, very searchable. I have an Instagram. I have a Facebook name under Jason Maticus, and Maticus is spelled M-A-D-I-C-U-S. So M-A-D-I-C-U-S is the last, I guess, name. So that's the film, that's the novel, that's the website, that's how to get a hold of me.
And you've certainly got the bases covered. Again, Mr. Maticus, all the best. Thanks so much for what you do in the space and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
All right, thank you.
We've been speaking with Mr. J.T. Maticus, multi-entrepreneur, novelist, medical educator, world visionary, and debut filmmaker to No Second Chances, the gripping new drama that also teaches us medicine. And for all the details, visit nosecondchances.com. And of course, this link will be added within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.